Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Cody Miller, the Chief Operating Officer at Menlo Group Commercial Real Estate. Cody, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Seth. Thank you.
Let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get started?
So Menlo Group started in 2008 by two brothers, Grafton and Tanner Milne. They saw a niche for small office, dental, medical type services that were needed. So they just started in the market in Phoenix by themselves. I came on just about a year ago. So they've grown substantially. Tanner wanted to move to kind of a different venture. And so I came in as a managing partner and so now I run it with one of the brothers, Grafton. Total shift for me from, in the past year, I came from Intel, a big, corporate monster, learned a lot there, learned a lot at British Petroleum before that, and then, taken some of that and brought it here. So, yeah, big shift in the last year, but it's been fun.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure the longer version of that journey should probably be in a book somewhere if it isn't already. So what does Menlo do?
Yeah.
Because you've got a number of different areas.
We do. Yeah. So we are, initially just a full service brokerage, both on the buy side, sell side, and on the lease, tenant rep and buyer rep side for commercial real estate. That's our core focus. We also have a group that does project management. So a lot of our brokerage is focused on, medical, dental, vet, behavioral health type practices, those kind of small, mid-sized practices. And so we have a division that, if there's an owner that wants to build out either a vacant shell or do a ground up construction, we have a group that project manages those projects. We know really well what the requirements are in those areas. We've spent a lot of time there. We've got a lot of expertise that we've hired out from those, ecosystems. So we do manage that, some of that construction. Then we also have a group that does property management. So we've recognized, we do a lot of investment buy and sell, and we also help, dentists themselves either buy additional buildings or practices, or as they get ready to retire, they want to own their building but not be involved. So we rounded out that ecosystem by having a group that will manage those properties for the owners. So it's pretty fun. We between the three of those different divisions, we kind of have a full ecosystem of buy a building, fit the building to the needs, and then have us manage the assets. So that's what we do.
That is absolutely incredible. So what are some of the biggest mistakes you see clients making that you're helping them avoid?
I would say the biggest one that we work with is, I don't want to throw rocks, but, it's common in the medical world, right? Doctors are very, very intelligent people, very smart people. And then some of the downfall is, well, I know everything I need to do. And that is really, if you say one big pitfall, that is it, right? Especially in the project management space of, you know, yeah, you could do it, right? You could try to figure out, find an architect to design you a building. You could find, you know, somebody that would either be a general contractor or have you try to GC the project and then go through all of that. And, you know, that's the biggest pitfall that we help with, because that, you know, that's such a big customer base for us. So, you know, just helping them realize, you know, be a doctor, do what you do well, pay the, you know, the several thousand dollars to have somebody manage through it, manage the contact. So that's a big pitfall for owners.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk me through the process start to finish.
Of which piece?
So I'm a potential client.
Yeah.
How does the relationship start with you? How do you kind of hold my hand along the way? What do you help me do? I'll kind of start to finish.
Okay. So let's see. Let's just take a dentist as an example, right? So Seth, you're a dentist. You have been out of school for 8 or 10 years, right? All your school debt's done. You've built a practice. You lease a building from someone. You pay them, you know, a big chunk of rent, and you say, you know what, I'd like to own a building. I'd like to build equity in a building. I've established a practice. I'm in a financial situation where I'm not overloaded by debt from my student debt. So I can make a move. So you come in here, right? We've got, you know, a bunch of brokers, all the, you know, that focus on different areas of the Metro Phoenix area. You know, where's your practice? What, you know, where do you want to go? Where do you want to stay? So it initiates with the broker, right? Trying to find either a building, an existing building that had an existing practice in it, you know, an empty shell in a location that's close to where you are, or, you know, a piece of dirt that you want to do a ground up on. You know, they work and negotiate out that deal, you know, buying the building, buying the land, whatever that is. And then you would go through, you know, if you want Shane and his group to do the project management, they would then go in and say, you know, okay, we'll take it from here, right? We'll work with Patterson Dental. We'll work with whoever the dental providers are, the construction providers. We'll build out your space for you. You know, it may take 8 months or so, build that space out, get you in there. And then, you know, for a lot, if you go full circle, for a lot of the dentists, they buy a big building, right? Okay, I'll occupy one suite of it and I'll buy a 4-suite building, and then, but I don't want to deal with the others. So then they'll turn it back over to the listing broker and, you know, somebody else on my team that would manage the property for them. And then they would take over, lease up the rest of the space if it isn't already leased. And then we would physically manage it for them. So we do all the accounting management. We do the physical management of the property, and just, you know, and take care of that piece, again, letting the dentist be a dentist and run their practice inside the building.
I mean, it's literally A to Z, soup to nuts, start to finish. I mean, you're literally taking care of almost everything.
Yeah. And that's what we really, you know, started as just the brokerage, and we saw these other pieces of it. And over the last several years have just grown that full ecosystem, because it's easy, right? It's just, we tried to make it as easy as for people as we could.
Well, it sounds like you certainly did a good job of that. How are clients finding you?
The biggest couple of things. One is literally reputation in the market. We have some advisors that have come from, you know, medical dental supply companies, so they are built into the network. We have a couple of advisors that have come from the lending space, you know, that do practice lending, that are, you know, tied into that network. We do some volunteer work with, you know, an Arizona dental group. So there's, but most of it really is just through the network of people and through the reputation. So it really is, you know, that the dental world is relatively small. So they may be at a conference or continuing education thing, talking to a friend about, you know, oh, I built a building, I did this practice. And, you know, and we've just tried to specialize down into those, you know, medical, dental, vet, and behavioral health worlds. And so we've kind of become the experts in those areas. And so it's just through that knowledge and kind of the reputation we've built is where people find us.
That's incredible. On average, if you're allowed to disclose, like how many deals are you doing a year?
We do roughly, the last several years have been pretty stable, about 250 purchase, you know, buy or sell transactions. And then we do another about 300 lease type transactions.
How do you handle the volume?
Good question. So two pieces. We have built a pretty, not simplified, but a pretty, just very clear cut process. We have transaction managers, we call them. They're licensed agents that work in tandem with the brokers. We spend a lot of money on software. We have tons and tons of automated software we use, which is kind of unique in the real estate world. You know, some of it still lags a little bit in the kind of old school world. And so that's the way we've got these transaction managers that manage a lot of the day-to-day stuff. We have a really robust CRM system that, you know, automates through tasks. On the management side, you know, we have an automated system that does OCR character recognition software that will recognize, you know, invoices and bills and automatically pay and book them in the accounting system. So lots and lots of software. So it's a pretty small shop. We've got, you know, 10 advisors altogether. We're probably 27 or 28 people, I think. And, but we have, you know, 8 of the 10 advisors have been like top 25 producers in Arizona for several years. So we work lots of technology and lots of automation.
That makes sense. How has the pandemic affected your business?
Very interesting. We've had the last 2 years have been the biggest years we've ever had. So thankfully, right, in that space, you can't do it. You know, you can only do so much telemedicine with your vet. You can only do, you know, you can't get a physical over the phone, really. So really, you know, you can't fix your teeth over a Zoom call. So that stuff has, you know, it's just stayed very steady. We're not exposed to really big office. You know, there's a bit that's seen some big kind of shaky, you know, uncertainty. I think the other part too, in the Metro Phoenix area, there's been a lot of growth, right? Population growth. There's space to do the growth. And so that's helped obviously, but yeah, it really has not, we've hired all through the pandemic. You know, we were at home for a short time, but with all the software automation, that helped a ton, right? We've got people that work in Utah. We have people that work at home here in Phoenix. And so it's been a huge blessing, but yeah, it has not affected us at all.
Well, congratulations on that. You've achieved an incredible amount of success. What's your biggest challenge now?
I think our hardest part is managing, what we're challenged with now is trying to manage the property management growth. So what we're trying to do, you know, the brokerage is pretty stable. We don't want to hire a bunch of advisors that are gonna, you know, eat off of each other. We have an interesting culture. We've got at least two advisors that work every deal. You know, a lot of sales environments are just, you know, every man for themselves. It's really interesting. We've hired people, you know, first time as a broker. So they, you know, it's a unique environment. We want to keep that. So we don't want a ton of advisors that are all doing the same type of business, chasing the same stuff. So our growth is really where we've struggled. You know, we've done well and we've hit that, but now, you know, we're ramping up on the property side. And it's just the pain point of that growth, right? It's exploded. We bought a small business about a year ago, a small management company. We've tripled the size of that in 1 year. And it's just managing that growth that is hard. You know, it's not a huge margin business. We're trying to use the, you know, similar software technology and things to manage as well as we can. with the resources that we have. So that's, it's just managing that growth is tough for us.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I think the main thing, I love the reputation we have in the market. You know, I've known the two owners since I was a teenager. I came and I left, you know, the corporate world specifically to come here because of the reputation. So I love that. I absolutely love what we have going in the market. And I love the challenge of, you know, I'm an operations guy at heart, right? I did supply chain operational work at Intel and at BP. And so I love the efficiency of the software. I love the challenge now of building the software for the property management piece that's, you know, to drive the efficiency there. So that's my core, right? Being an operations guy. And so that's what I love is the try to figure out how to run that efficiently all the way through, right? Onboarding a client, pushing them through, doing all their accounting work, doing all their physical management work, and just, you know, refining that down, you know, tweaking the software to what we need it to do. And so, it's just fun.
That's awesome. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more, where is the best place for them to go to learn more about you?
Yeah. So our website, menlocre.com. So it's menlocre.com. That's the best place. It's got a platform, you know, to understand the advisors, understand the property management, project management piece, who's involved, what we do, how to contact us. You know, we're here in Tempe, Arizona. So just outside of Phoenix, down the street from ASU. And that's the best place to catch us.
All right. Awesome. Well, we know your time's incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. This has been Seth Green here with Cody Miller from Menlo. Cody, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.